Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Stop on in. You will find the trailer you need. If you're looking for a gooseneck trailer, a deck over trailer, utility trailer, enclosed trailer, or maybe you're not seeing what you want or it's not maybe going to fit your needs, they can customize it. Yes, indeed. So you will find the trailer. Talk to Chad and the crew at Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. Let's recap some local market numbers from this week. A few highlights over there at Long Prairie Livestock.
Friday, we had a nice little dairy sale. Had about 100 head. Nice little sale. We had Holstein Springers from 23 to 3,100. Small and common, 1750 to 2,300. Shortbreads from 21 to 2,700. Open breedables, all weights, around $2 a pound. Friday night, we had the horse and tack sale. Had about 100 horses. Horses sold well. Nice run of horses, up to like 4,900 was the top horse. So Saturday, the all animal sale, we had a nice run. We sold for over 12 hours, had about 850 head of sheep and goats besides everything else. Nice day then. On Tuesday, we come back with 1,147 head. In October, busy time of year, what a nice run. We had a nice run of calves, baby calves, some good beef cross calves, bring from 700 to 875 straight beefers, bring from 750 to 1050 on the babies. Holsteins bring from 500 to 675. The small and common Holsteins from 400 to 550. Holstein starts bring from 675 to 975. Beef starts, straight beef starts bring from 1,000 to 1,250. And the beef crossers bring from 900 to 1,100. Feeder cattle, we had a nice, nice run of new crop calves. We had over 500 new crop beef calves yesterday. Them beef steers and bulls range from that 300 to 500, from 270 to 330 by the pound. Them nice ones weighing from 500 to 650, from 250 to 290 by the pound.
Alrighty, Brad Thielen over at Long Prairie. Let's check in at Tri-County and Montley in their Wednesday sale.
Mitch Bartle from Tri-County Stockyards for a market report for Wednesday, October 9th. Black bulls weighing 300 at 360, 100. Black steers weighing 455 at 318. Black steers weighing 537 at 296. Black steers weighed 641 at 279.50. Black steers weighed 730 at 268. Black steers weighed 868 at 246. Black steers weighed 935 at 239. Black steers weighed 1102 at 210. Black heifers weighing 270 at 380, 100. Red heifers weighing 305 at 331. Black white-faced heifers weighed 410 at 307. Black white-faced heifers weighed 528 at 267. Red heifers weighed 635 at 241.50. Red heifers weighed 838 at 238. Black top fat steers and heifers up to 186.50. Top cows to 140. Bulls up to 155. Our next feeder sale will be on Wednesday, October 16th.
Alrighty, Tri-County Stockyards in Montley, Mitch Bartle, and once again to busy and very successful sales at Fergus Falls and at Central Livestock as well this week. So yeah, local auction barns, prices very strong and looks like they will continue to be strong towards the end of the year into next year. I know you can talk to a lot of industry folks and they think those cattle prices will stay on the high side. We'll keep an eye on that. More in the world of livestock. Well, let's talk about pork and some news from U.S. Meat Export Federation. John Harith joining us here this week, talking about pork exports and how they rank and also in comparison to beef exports as well. John Harith joining us here on your Central Minnesota Farm Report on CASM Radio this morning.
U.S. pork exports posted another strong month in August. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has the details.
Up about 6%, 239,000 metric tons. Once again, led by Mexico on a record pace year to date. Central America as well continues to see significant growth, up 31%, a little over 11,000 tons in the month of August. So segueing into Asia, Malaysia, record value and volume into Malaysia the last month, and back to South America, Colombia had a record in value. And really, if you look at South America as a whole, a very, very strong month for U.S. pork exports. With the August numbers being continued strong, you look forward to the fourth quarter of the year, and We're forecasting records on volume and value on the pork side globally. With the fourth quarter being our largest export volume season of the year, we should set records in both areas for pork.
Beef exports were down, but there was some good news.
Exports were down slightly, almost 103,000 metric tons, down 6%. Value is down just slightly, $846 million. But, you know, we continue to see these headwinds, economic headwinds, as well as exchange rate headwinds in Asia. But that being said, Taiwan had a very good month, saw significant growth there. We regained full market share of U.S. beef into Colombia. We had had restrictions in several states there for the last several months due to H5N1, and happy to report that that is now back to full access. And now that we have full access back, we're fast on the track of recovering that lost share down into Colombia, which amounts to about a $40 million market annually.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.
Alrighty, John, thank you. Have a good weekend. And finally, well, we're talking cattle, staying in that realm here this week, but talking about weaning calves. Yeah, a lot of beef producers, cow calf operations, and, well, just a lot of folks have those beef cattle roaming in the pasture as we, get closer to winter time to wean calves. And some insights, some hints, advice from Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, associate professor. He is also a beef extension veterinarian at Kansas State University. And he says it's great and beneficial to take some time and plan out the scenario and your process.
This is fall. Our springborn calves, we're getting ready. We're preparing them for the next transition, right? The transition to go to a grower, to a feedlot, go into the auction barn. Now is kind of an exciting time because there's a lot happening. These calves have been growing with their mom for the last several months. They are ready for that next stage of production, but it's up to us to plan ahead, making sure that we have everything in place, that we're going to prepare these animals for the next stage of production to the best of our abilities.
Yeah, planning and protocols. Yeah, keep it all together. He talks about what it may look like as well, planning your strategy when it comes to weaning your fall beef calves here.
To me, whenever I start planning out the year, I kind of base everything almost around weaning because that's one of the big periods of time. So what I like to plan for is thinking ahead of how you are going to wean. What is your actual plan for this, both short term and long term? Longer term, how long are you going to hold these animals? Is your plan to wean these animals, have a true maternal separation from mom? Are you going to hold on to them for a period of time that we often refer to as preconditioning? If so, planning today and maybe even starting today with some of the preconditioning programs, right? Getting with your veterinarian, you might have to do some pre-weaning vaccination schedules.
I'm sure a lot of this is repetitious and a lot of folks are saying, yeah, Joel, that pretty much is our plan, has been for many years. And he also talks about what might be included in those schedules when it comes to vaccinations here in the fall on those calves, if you're keeping them, feeding them out, or maybe selling them as well here in the next few weeks.
That would include some modified live vaccines, some multivalent clostridial, and even some of our Bactrim products like a Mannheimia. But again, work with your local veterinarian. They'll have those recommendations for you. This also is a great time prior to weaning. We may actually deworm these animals to make sure that we clean out any of those efficiency-robbing internal parasites, that we can clean those calves up and have them prepared for a ration and to be able to gain up to their potentials.
Checking in with Kansas State, and that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this week. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service.